Whenever there's a big game on TV, I invite my buddies over and make some burritos. First, you fry some ground beef with spices. Then you get some tortillas. You know, Mexican flatbread that looks like really thin pancakes. Anyway, you put the beef on a tortilla, plus tomatoes, cheese, and chopped lettuce. Then you roll it all together and eat it with your hands. It's delicious.
5.
There's this Korean restaurant on campus that serves an amazing dish called bibimbap. You've got to try it. They cut all these vegetables into little pieces, add some beef, and cook it all together with this really spicy sauce in a hot bowl. Then, they put a big fried egg on top of it.
6.
Well, I don't know how to really make ravioli. I bet it takes hours to make pasta yourself. So I just buy it frozen from the store. You boil a pot of water and pour in the little squares of pasta. When it's done, you drain the pasta. Then you pour sauce over it and eat it. My favorite ravioli is the kind with cheese inside it. Mmm.
2. Let's listen. People are talking about how to make different kinds of food. Listen and number the pictures. 1.
It's easy to make a Caesar salad. Just take some fresh romaine lettuce and chop it into big pieces. Then put it in a big bowl, add the dressing, and mix it all together. Finally, when you're ready to eat it, sprinkle some shredded Parmesan cheese on top.
2.
My grandmother is from New Orleans, and she makes the best gumbo. That's a kind of soup. She pours broth in a big pot, and she adds shrimp and mushrooms. She adds a lot of spices, too, like salt and pepper, and some other spices that are a big secret. Then she stirs it and cooks it for hours.
3.
On Saturday mornings, I usually sleep in and make pancakes. You pour some flour and sugar in a bowl. Then you add water, an egg, and oil, and mix it together. Then you pour it in a hot frying pan. I like to spread a lot of butter on the pancakes when they're done. That's what makes them taste so great.
4.